Welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and it has been a hot minute since we have actually done a podcast. I think it has been almost, June, July, about 2.5 months since we have actually published a podcast. And part of that is my fault. Actually, 99.9% of it is my fault. But it is because we have been so busy trying to get some things finished up this summer, making some things happen. One of the big things that we had going on was VBS, which turned out amazing. Then we've had just a busy month of June for myself, trying to stay above water. And then July was supposed to slow down, but it did not at all. And now it looks like August is going to be just as rough. But with that, we are kind of using this episode to bring season one of this down to a close. And this has been something that, you know, I always wanted to break it up and have moments where we pause, recollect ourselves, and then come back to it. And so my hope is here in September, we come back to it and get started off fresh again. One of the things that we're going to do different that I'll talk about in a little bit more is we're going to reduce the amount of episodes we try to knock out just to kind of give ourselves a break, and also hopefully plan like full days where we can just do all the recording at once. I know that sounds sketchy, but one of the things we want to do is we need to be sensitive of people's time. We also need to be sensitive of my time because I will go full bore into something and not consider anything else. So with that in mind, I don't have any coffee with me today. I guess it's kind of a fitting way to end this season. Plus it's like 7:16 at night when I'm recording this. So if I drink too much now, I will stay up too late and not make it for Bible study in the morning. But let me give you a couple quick things that are going on here at the church, just so you can be prepared for it. Don't forget, our men's Bible study is meeting Wednesdays at 6 a.m. That is such a fun thing that we do. And I want to encourage you to be a part of it. We'll send out information on Facebook. And we try to call each other, text each other as reminders and say, hey, don't forget. We want to make sure that you have opportunity to be involved in that. And then in August, on the 13th of August, we will be doing our kind of back to school kickoff here at the church, which is super fun. The kids are getting ready to get back to school, and it's a great day. We've got a lot of water games coming in. We're gonna have a lot of barbecue. So that's going to be good too. This is barbecue we're doing ourselves. We're not catering that, I guess is the best way to say it. We got guys from the church that are going to help make this happen. And so, we'll have different things for the kids, for the families, different sides. And so that's a good way to come out. And here's what I want to encourage you to do on that. Invite someone to come with you. It can be family, it can be friends, neighbors, and tell them, hey, this doesn't mean that you're joining our church, but, we just want people to know that they're loved in our community. That we care about them. We're going to have plenty of food. That's not the worry. We just want to make sure that people know that this is a place that they can be. And it's a good way to come together and just fellowship together before school starts. So I encourage you to do that. So those are kind of some big things that are coming up. Oh, and on August the 18th, I don't want to forget this. On August 18th, we have our teacher appreciation breakfast that we're going to be doing at Shawboro Elementary. We're asking people to meet us here at the church around 7:45, and we're going to get stuff set up and ready to go. And it's going to be awesome. Our leaders that are planning that have done an amazing job pulling that together. And so we're just so thankful for all the people in ministries of our church and the amazing things that they do regularly. I can't say enough about that. And so again, that's just kind of some of the things that are happening as we get ready into coming to the fall season. We're hopefully going to expand some ministry areas in the fall, especially in our children and youth. And we're trying to figure out how all that's going to work, trying to plan it right now. Just trying to get my days together where I can. But with all of that in mind, I do want to kind of bring you into this last episode and talk a little bit about moving forward, how things are going to work out and go. One of the things that we've looked at is, again, shortening the amount of things that we put out each semester or within a year. And so one of the things that we've talked about is maybe instead of trying to release something every week, maybe try to release something every other week as a way to give you a chance to listen and then also a chance to catch up and hopefully maybe build some anticipation in there. And the way that we're going to do that is we are going to be changing the format a little bit. At least I hope, but that really depends on you, whoever's listening. and people within the church. We really believe that what we need to do in this next round moving forward is a more interview style format, not just with people, but with people in our church, specifically talking about things of spiritual walk and faith, history, legacy, where God's leading them, what ministries they're passionate about, and really hearing about the stories that God has for us from the people that God has already placed in our hearts. And so we're excited about that. But in order for that to work out, we really need people to be volunteering to say, hey, I would love to sit down and chat. The good news is I'll provide the coffee and I'll promise you it'll always be fresh. So I'll always make sure that there's fresh coffee for you. We'll do it in a fun way. It'll be super exciting. I'll show you new things on that. But then too, we just want to talk about life and ministry, and we want other people in the church to know who we are and what God's done in our lives. And so we're going to be setting up some of those dates and kind of letting you know about that. I'll try to put some information about where you can sign up to be involved in the recording process on some of those things. And so as always, though, if there's a topic that interests you, please send it our way, because there may be some ways that we can jump in and answer some of those topics still. And then the other pieces that we're looking at too is we may kind of toy around with this year about doing a video style podcast as well and putting them on our YouTube page. This is something that I'm not familiar with. I'll be honest with you. I've done everything under the sun. I've helped install sound systems. I've helped install audiovisual systems. I've run cabling all through churches. I've set up entire networks during COVID to kind of bring everything together. But I've never videoed myself doing a podcast and then putting it on another platform. So I don't know what I think about it yet, but sometimes you don't know until you try. So we're toying around with that idea too, and just kind of making sure all that happens. So that's kind of a little bit of the format moving forward. And I know that doesn't sound too drastic and too different, but for me, it's real drastic and it's real different. And it's going to require some better block scheduling for me. But I do believe that there's ways that we can help excel our church moving forward, and also that we can help encourage others within our community and help equip them as well. So I want to encourage you, be involved in that. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to listen. Go back and listen to old episodes while you prepare, and we'll get rocking and rolling. And then lastly, I do want to leave you with a little bit of a tidbit of some stuff. And it was things that were asked of me kind of towards the end. And I was like, hey, I need to get to that topic. I need to get to that topic, or I need to get to that topic. And this was a topic that came to me that centered around the idea of, the difference between, being religious and being like Christ. And this is a big topic, I think, among a lot of millennials, people that maybe even grew up in church, especially through the 80s and 90s, as we experienced a lot of programming in the church. I think for a lot of us, we came off the heels of the multi-program, every day at the church type mentality. We kind of came off the back end of that and then began to figure out, like, how do we develop this and make this into our own thing? And so what happened is, in that process, is there was a lot of focus on being religious, doing the right things, saying the right things. Don't sin, but don't do like these sins. Don't do the visible sins or the sins that are going to make your family upset. Like, the other sins are fine, but the sins that might hurt your family or your family name, like, don't do those things. So what we discovered is, a lot of times there was religious practice without a real spiritual depth. And what we've noticed has happened over the years is a lot of people have flipped that around. The practice in and of itself has kind of gone by the wayside. We still continue to find ways to try to do programming, but there are moments where within the community says, hey, listen, we're not concerned about your programming. We're concerned about, you know, who you're representing. Like, what do you look like in the community? Because your programming only matters if you exemplify what you're trying to teach. And so one of the things that kind of came up was that understanding of how do you differentiate or marry the idea of being religious with also being spiritual? And I would say that the place that we have to start as believers is in the realm of our spirituality. That really is the starting point. I don't think that you can really understand the effect of the programming until you understand the reality of what Christ has done in your life. It's the same thing that we always run into where people ask us questions like, hey, when people are in the church their whole life, they've been baptized, they've, you know, they've claimed salvation and all this stuff, but yet they walk away from the church and then they walk away and they say, well, we don't want Jesus anymore. I don't want anything to do with that. I want nothing to do with it. The question kind of comes in, it's like, well, are they really saved? And there's pieces of that too, where, you know, even scripture says that, that there's consequences to denial. And I think that there are moments where a lot of times people got saved to the idea of church and baptized into the idea of church. But then when the church kind of left them high and dry and wasn't able to support them the way that they felt it needed, then it was easier for them to walk away and just say, well, see, that's what Christianity is like, or that's what the church is like. And unfortunately, the church is at times a very broken place just because of the nature of who we are. You know, as believers, we are broken people who come to the cross of Christ. We are saved by the grace of God through our relationship with Jesus Christ. We are broken people, and there are just moments in life where our mess and our baggage seems to creep its way into our fellowship. But with that in mind, we have to be very careful and understanding is where is our spiritual foundation? Because we can do all the right programming. We can say all the right things. We can sing all the right songs. We can have the best worship. We can have the best teaching. We can have the best children's ministry. We can have the best youth ministry and all that. But you can have all the best programming and then lack all the spiritual depth. It's like you can go to church your whole life, and then when you find an opportunity or have an opportunity to not go to church anymore, then you step back and go, well, what was all this for? You find that there was really no foundation that things were built upon on that. And we were actually talking about it here this Wednesday in our understanding of spiritual gifts, but there's a foundational element that the Apostle Paul claims of laying down in 1 Corinthians 3, there's this foundation that he lays down that God begins the process of building and laying down this foundation. And then the Apostle Paul builds upon the foundation that God has laid through Christ. But then behind that, somebody else comes and builds on top of that foundation. And then somebody else comes and builds on top of that foundation. And so what we're discovering is that for 2,000 years, there's been this continual building on the foundation that God has laid before us. But somewhere along the way, we kind of quit building on the foundation, and we've kind of put a tarp over the top of it and just put a tarp on the roof and said, you know what, that'll hold for now while we kind of do some of these things. And we neglected the foundational aspect and the foundational piece. And I think there's too many times where churches relied heavily on programming or make sure I say this right. So if you hear me pause, it's because I want to say it right. Dynamic teaching or experiential worship. And we do all of these things because we hope that we're going to draw people in, and then we're going to have these massive numbers of people, and then we're going to say, look at what we did. And that's because your foundation's wrong. And it's the same in our individual lives as it is in our church life. Sometimes we are so busy trying to be religious that we forget to be like Christ. We're so busy trying to be like what a person who goes to church should look like that we forget what it means to actually look like the person we go to church for. And you can't really marry those two ideas. One is very egocentric and self-focused, and the other one is humble and full of service. One looks to gain what it can out of life, and the other one looks at what it can do for the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of Christ. And so for you and I, there has to be this understanding where we step back and say, do I want to look more like a person who goes to church, or do I want to look more like Jesus? Because here's the other piece of that too, because people say, see, Pastor Charles, you said I don't have to go to church. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the church could look a lot better if people started looking more like Christ. And then when we meet together, We get to equip one another and encourage one another and edify one another. We're not looking at the church to be our lifeline for the day. Jesus is our lifeline. We're looking at the church to be the way that we can help serve one another and encourage one another and grow one another, where we can be vulnerable and we can be hurt and we can come in and express the things that God's doing in our life. When we are struggling with sin, when we are struggling with aspects of our sin, we can come into a place where we are held accountable and where appropriate discipline is there when it's necessary. You know, I don't think church should be a free-for-all. I think church should have some responsibility to it. I think part of that responsibility hangs on us because we are the temple of God. We are what God is building upon right now. And so it's a very interesting topic that, you know, I wrestled with a lot and I'm not even really done it a whole lot of justice here because I don't want to spend too much time on it because I feel like that's a topic we can jump into later. But I do want to encourage you in this week. Maybe in your prayer time or maybe in your time alone with God that you spend, whether it's in your car, on the tractor, with a cup of coffee early in the morning, Bible wide open, prayer journal there, you know, so, whatever it looks like, whenever you spend that time with God, maybe ask him. Just be bold enough to ask him and say, God, am I trying to look more like the church or am I trying to, like the cultural understanding of church, not like the church is the bit like, but the cultural aspect and understanding of what a church person should look like, or am I trying to look more like you? I personally, as a pastor of Providence Baptist Church, I want to look more like Jesus every single day. And that's tough. And it's real tough at times. But why would I want to do anything else? I think it would benefit the church more if I looked more like Jesus than if I tried to look more like myself, just polished up, nice and clean on the outside and dirty and rotten on the inside. So all that to say, with all that in mind, there is an aspect of being religious and then there's an aspect of being spiritual. I hope that this week you turn to the spiritual. I want you to be able to turn your focus directly to God, turn directly to Jesus, and to reach out and to desperately pray and seek and try your best to be more and more like him. Even if it hurts, even if there's a lot of things that maybe you have to change, it is worth it and it is awesome. So Providence family, I hope that it's going to be a good week for you. I hope that you're excited about all the things happening this week. Don't forget, we do have some events coming up. But don't think these events are just programs that we throw together to try to get a whole bunch of people here. We use these as outreach, as a way to let people know that we're here and that we love them and that we care about them. And even if nobody ever comes to our church on a Sunday morning and they come to our event and they feel important and they feel love for that moment and they feel the love of Christ that we give them, that's all that matters. So Providence, help me do that. Help me reach the community in that way. I hope that you are going to have a great rest of your week. And I cannot wait for this season 2 coming up. Don't forget to subscribe and I'll catch you guys this week.